morning. Welcome to worship with Trinity this morning. It is good to see you. Glad that you made it in before the rain starts. And you can pray with me that it keeps being like this for a little while longer so you don't have to walk out into the storm. But we're glad that you have come to be here today. My name is Steve Price. I'm one of the pastors. Delighted to welcome you as our guest if it's your first time with us. We've got an exciting day ahead. You see some young people across the front row. That is because this is Confirmation Sunday, and we will be celebrating that with 22 of them and their families as a part of this service this morning. Let me tell you about our mission box for today. It is for the Grace Clinic over at Grace Marketplace. There's information about that in your bulletin, but just real quickly, it helps provide for medical needs and care of the persons who are served by Grace Marketplace. Your gifts placed in the mission boxes at each of the exit doors as you leave today will go to support that effort. I also need to share one piece of sad news with you this morning as we begin and invite your prayers for the Pavlik family. Steve Pavlik had been ill for quite some time and under medical care. He passed away this last week, and so prayers for his wife Trish, also his son Jason, his daughter-in-law Rachel, who is a member of the staff here at Trinity with Stepping Stones, and their son Jack, as well as all the family. There will be a viewing that everyone is welcome to come and offer their comfort and condolences. That will be at the Jonesville location of Williams Thomas on Tuesday from 5 to 7, and then the family will be having a private family service of burial at Graveside. Also, I want you to know that we are just a week away from another opportunity for us to host families through Family Promise. This is a wonderful partnership that Trinity has had for quite some time with an organization that meets the needs of families that find themselves temporarily homeless. So once about every 2 to 3 months, this is their home. We are their home right here in our facilities. There are opportunities for you to be involved in that in a variety of ways. There is information about that in your bulletin as well. And I would encourage you, if you've never done it before, to think about trying it out this time while they are here with us. As well as being a blessing to them, I can promise you that you will be blessed by your interaction with those families as well. And so as we think about this place being a home, it is good to know that whenever we come here for worship, God is here to meet with us and to invite us in as part of the family of God. And so I say to you this morning, welcome home. Would you stand and greet one another as we get ready to worship?
I'm holding on to you. are here to worship you this morning, and we give you thanks that in the middle of our storms, be it physical or figuratively, you hold on to us, and you never let us go. And so because of that grace that we can cling to, we can be assured that as we step out into unsure waters, that you are there with us. And so let us cling to you, keeping our eyes upon you, as we continue to worship you and follow where you lead us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Continue to worship with us as we sing Ocean. Year, and we are going to use that as our affirmation of faith. And so will you join me in affirming our faith with the words that you see before you? We believe in God, the Father Almighty, who created heaven and earth and all things good. We believe that the power of God is at work in our world, that God loves everyone, and that we were made for a purpose. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's own Son, who was born to save the world. We believe Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was crucified, died, and buried. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus then ascended into heaven and now sits at God's right hand. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who helps us in our faith and is present with us as we pray, worship, and create. We believe in the church and in our family and friends, and that we are called to be loving, kind, and generous toward all people. We believe in the forgiveness of sin and the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Amen. Will you join us as we sing out that chorus one more time, following where God leads us?
I will
gather is through our offerings, our gifts that become a part of the work of the church in the world today. You know, there are a variety of ways to give. Some of you do that by placing gifts in the offering plates here in the worship service on Sunday morning. Some of you do it online through automatic giving. Some of you perhaps use that QR code that's in your bulletin to go to the church's website and offer that way. All of these ways help support the ministries of the church, and we find ourselves blessed as we bless others. Let me just give you a small example today of one of the ways that giving makes a difference. Today, these 22 confirmands, as they come forward, will each receive a Bible and a stole. It's a Bible that is specifically written for students who are at this age that they can connect with and dive deeper into the Scriptures. The stoles are ones that the material was purchased, and then our United Methodist women, some of them lovingly crafted the stoles, and then our students had the opportunity to decorate them themselves so that they would be personally meaningful to each of them. So here's what I can imagine. I can imagine that these students are going to carry this Bible with them for some time, and it will be a source of strength and comfort for them. The stole, I can imagine one of them pulling it out 20 years from now and looking at it and going, huh, I remember that day. I remember the day that this church gave me this stole as a sign of my commitment to Christ. Your gifts make these kinds of things possible. So thank you. Thank you for your generosity that supports ministry and makes a difference in the lives of children and youth and people of all ages. Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks for all that you have done to bless our lives. And we pray that we might, in our response, be generous so that we might be a part of what you want to do in the lives of others, bringing hope and transformation to all. In Christ's name we pray.
Shaking hands, stirred. Hold him open to hang him home. Bye.
I'm going to come a little bit closer to you guys because it's a big day. It's an exciting day in the life of our church and for these 22 students who will be confirmed today. They've spent the last 4 months working with Reverend Aaron Russo, and today is an opportunity for you to accept God's grace in your life and commit to follow Christ. So I picked out a scripture reading specifically about that for you all today, and it's from Matthew, and it's a story that you guys might be familiar with. I think it will speak a word to you, and I think it will also speak a word to all of us as well. So the scripture reading is from Matthew, the 14th chapter, and I invite you to follow along with me as I read. Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowd. Right before that, they had been gathered, and it was the feeding of the 5,000, the 5,000 men plus women and children. So he sent them away and went up to a mountain by himself to pray. Evening came, and he was alone. Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far from the land. Very early in the morning, he came to his disciples walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." They were so frightened, they screamed. Just then, Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid." Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind, he became frightened and he began to sink. He shouted, "Lord, rescue me." Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, saying, "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?" When they got into the boat, the wind settled down. Then those in the boat worshipped God and said, "You must be God's son." This is the word of God for the people of God, and God's people say, thanks be to God. I invite you to bow your heads and pray with me as I pray for you in receiving this message this morning, that God will speak a word to you today. Let's pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Have any of you guys ever been through a really bad storm or a tornado? Raise your hand if you have. A couple of you have. Okay. Well, I remember one really bad storm that came through Gainesville when I was living here and I was in middle school. I remember it very well because it was May of 1977, and I know that because it was just a few days after the storm hit that I celebrated my 13th birthday, and I celebrated it with a candle in a pancake that was made on a Coleman stove because we didn't have any electricity. It wasn't a particularly good pancake either, I'll just say. What I remember from the day the storm hit is that I was laying asleep in my bed early one morning, and my bed was right in front of a window in my room, and all of a sudden I kind of woke up because I could feel rain actually coming down on me. It's because the rain was coming sideways through the window because the storm was so bad. But I don't, really like to get up, and I can sleep through just about anything, so I decided I'd just pull the covers right back over my head and go back to sleep. But then all of a sudden, kind of, as I was a little bit awake, I heard some noise in the hallway, and it was somebody crying. So I decided I ought to get up and walk out of my bedroom door, and when I did, I heard my little sister, and she was crying, and she was afraid, and my mother said the dreaded words, "Close your door and sit down on the floor." Now, all of my life, I had heard if there was ever a really bad storm or a tornado, that we would go into the hallway in the house and we would close the door and sit down on the floor. So when Mother said that, I knew what was going on, and I was very scared. And as we sat there, I heard this sound come rumbling toward the house. And we sat there terrified, and then we heard this noise. Even came through the ceiling in my parents' bedroom. They were scared to death. Well, there was some big storm that day when the disciples were out in the boat. Now, can you imagine how scared they were? Yeah, they were fishermen and used to being in a boat, but certainly if they were smart fishermen, they weren't out in the boat on the water during a storm. So they were very scared. But what we know from the scripture reading is that Jesus that in the strong winds, the scripture says that in the strong winds, Jesus went to those disciples. And he saw them being battered by the wind, and he knew they were frightened in the storm, and so Jesus went to them. It also says that he walked on the water toward them. So you can imagine that if they weren't already frightened enough by the storm, they were even more frightened when they saw Jesus walking to them on the water. Because what it actually says is that they weren't sure who this figure was that was walking toward them. We have to remember, that's how Jesus is. He won't leave us alone. He's going to walk toward us in the storm and in the difficult times. And so Peter calls out to him. He's pretty sure that this is Jesus, but he's not absolutely sure. I mean, after all, it's just pouring down rain. And so he calls out and says, "Jesus, is it you?" You know, sometimes that happens to us. We are not absolutely sure of the message that Jesus has for us or who it is. And so we call out and we try to find out. When our daughter Shelby Hart was a senior in high school, she was trying to decide where to go to college, and she had two choices, two really good choices, but she was having a difficult time deciding, and so one night, she basically said to her dad and I, if God has a particular desire for me, then God had better tell me what to do, because I'm trying to do what God wants me to do, but I can't do it unless God tells me. She said, this is rather confusing. I'm trying to listen, but I'm just not hearing a clear answer. Sometimes we think we may see Jesus, or that we may hear the voice of Jesus, but we're not absolutely sure that it's Jesus that's talking to us. And so we call out and almost test God. If I'm trying to do what you want me to do, then you had better tell me what to do. Right? So Peter says to him, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come." Don't you know Peter was saying, "Come"? Jesus said, "Come." Wow, it is him. Isn't this awesome? And he wants me to get out of the boat and to come to him. Oh, that's great. And he wants me to get out of the boat and come to him. He wants me to get out of the boat and come to him and walk on water? Wait a minute. Holy cow. What have I gotten myself into? That's how it is when we follow Jesus. That's how it can be. Today, you guys are asked to make a commitment to follow Jesus. But you have to know what that really means. When we follow Jesus, we may be called to get out of the boat. Notice that the other disciples stayed in the boat, and they didn't go with Peter. Sometimes following Jesus means that we can't go with the rest of the crowd. You all are going to make a commitment to follow Christ, and if you do, you will have to make some different choices something that's really risky, that's really scary, that may even seem ridiculous, like getting out of a boat and walking on water. Sometimes following Jesus actually costs us something. You may be called to stand up for someone, and as a result of that, you may be bullied too. You may be called to give of your time and your energy and your money to help those who need our care, because Jesus said that in caring for them, we are also caring for Him. You may be called to take a stand against something that is wrong or even evil, and that may put you at risk and stretch you out of your comfort zone, or it may risk your reputation, or it may even risk your physical safety. But Peter did it. He stepped out in faith and went toward Jesus, and he was walking on the water. Yes, with God, all things are possible. Most of you guys probably know who Stephen Curry is, right? Who knows who Stephen Curry is? Raise your hand. Yeah, okay. So when he was in college, playing basketball at Davidson College, he would use his basketball shoes as a platform for his faith. And he wrote something on the side of his shoe. Does anybody know what he wrote on the side of his shoe? You think you know? What do you know? You know what it is? Either of you guys? What did he write? I can do all things. He wrote, I can do all things. Now he's a professional basketball player, and he, you know, has his own shoes that are made. And so inside the tongue of some of those shoes, that same phrase is there. I can do all things. Now, that's not Stephen Curry being cocky or anything like that. That is from Philippians 4:13. And it's, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not, I can succeed, I can win. It's, I can do all things, even make it through the most difficult times, even make it through the storms of life, because Christ strengthens me. And Peter did. He did what Jesus wanted him to do, and he walked on water. He made it through the storm until he took his eyes off Jesus. You know, he was looking at Jesus, and he was walking. But then when he started getting distracted by all the wind and the storm, he started to get really scared, and he started to sink. Isn't that how it is? Sometimes we're stretching and we're working hard to do what Jesus wants us to do and to go where Jesus wants us to go. And then we take our eyes off Jesus. Peter was doing just fine when he was looking straight into Jesus' eyes. But then when he started looking around, he started to sink. Whether you are in middle school or high school or even adults, sometimes we get distracted. We start worrying too much about what our friends will think. We let ourselves get off track by going along with the crowd, even when we know it's not what Jesus would want. We start seeking other things, other gods, like being popular and wearing all the right clothes and having all the right things, being the best athlete, to the exclusion of following God's will for our lives. We know what God wants us to do, but we begin to get distracted and take our eyes off Jesus, and immediately we begin to sink when we do that. Yes, our God is a wonderful and gracious God. Jesus immediately reached out his hand to save Peter, and he caught him and he put him back into the boat. You know, this morning, each one of you is being asked to consider a decision. It's as if you are on the water and Jesus says to you, come. And, you know, Peter did that and then took a few steps and fell. His faith began to sink and fade. But Jesus reached out and saved him anyway and gave him what he didn't deserve. He offered him grace and a saving hand in the storm. He helped him back into the boat. And when he got back into the boat, the wind ceased. And those who were in the boat worshiped God, saying, this must be God's Son. Or truly, this is the Son of God. That's the rest of one of the questions that we will be asked today. The first part of that, of one of the questions, is, will you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? person's grace. And the next part of that question is, and promise to serve him as your Lord. Once they were all back in the boat, they couldn't help but pour out praise and acknowledge God. We have to know that Jesus saved us and that he is our Lord. Part of what you are doing this morning is becoming a member of the church. But becoming a member of the church is not like joining the National Honor Society or a basketball team or the key club at school. We are not just a group of people with a common goal and a common cause. We are the church. We are called to be a uniquely particular people who follow Jesus Christ. We have to risk getting out of the boat. We are the body of Christ, called to be the hands and feet of Christ, and to live like Jesus, even when it might be frightening, even when it might be risky, even when it is very costly. So, if you try to answer those questions this morning, I want you to answer them boldly. We'll ask you, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in his grace and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church. And I want you to say, I do, boldly. Do you accept Jesus' call to get out of the boat and to walk on water, to engage in the risky business, whatever it is that God is calling you to do? If you do, I want you to answer boldly, I do. Christ has been walking on the water toward you your entire life. Christ has been reaching out a hand to you, saying, come. And this morning, you have the opportunity, you have the invitation to accept his hand and say yes. Will you accept him as your Lord and promise, as your Savior, and promise to serve him as your Lord? If so, I want you to say, I do. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Question for you this morning. Will you get out of the boat? Gracious God, we thank you for your gift of grace freely offered to us, that you've been pursuing us our whole lives long. And this morning, in the quiet of our hearts, many of us who may have committed to follow you a long time ago, we need to recommit this morning, to re-up, to be a follower of Jesus Christ. These confirmants this morning, they will be asked that question. May they take it seriously. And if they want to accept your grace and follow you, courageously say, I do. Oh God, every day of our lives, help us to have the courage, the strength, the dedication, the commitment to get out of the boat, to take your hand, and to follow you. All this we ask in the name of Christ. Amen.
So, confirmands, I want to invite you at this time to come forward and stand at your spot where your Bible is located. You all can come up. If you'll just stand there as I ask you these questions that you just heard Pastor Kathleen speak to you. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Let's try that again.
Boldly, boldly!
Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? That was good. Do you accept the freedom and power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? And then let me ask you these two questions as you come to be a part of this particular church. And the answer to these two is, I will. As members of Christ Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United to Christ through the United Methodist Church? And do all in your power to strengthen its ministry. And as members of this congregation, this particular people at Trinity, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness?
So this morning we have five students who, prior to doing the confirmation, require baptism. So I'm going to pray a prayer of thanksgiving over the water for baptism, and then invite the family, their parents, and their siblings. Let us pray together. Pour out your Holy Spirit. Bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in His final victory. All praise to you, Eternal Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives. Parents and siblings, please come and stand behind your students.
Of those being baptized.
Everybody.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
And then. Abigail Olivia Dagans. William David Dietrich. Ava Joe Donalenko. Maya Elaine Forbes. Catherine Alexandra Jericho. Sydney Elizabeth Jericho. Kaylee Meredith Keller. Logan Alexander Kemp. Mackenzie Grace Klein. Taylor Victoria Covey. Kelsey Elizabeth Morey. Nate Eric Muchnick. Anthony Lewis Myers. Leah Denise Nichols. Elijah Badir Perptani. Lily Amelia Sherwood. Riley Kate Wagner. Eli Allen Witt. Olivia Joanne Witt.
I'm going to pray a prayer of blessing over these students, and if you are comfortable doing so as the church, I invite you to extend a hand of blessing their direction as we pray together. But let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the ways with which you have blessed us already this day, for the gift of your breath in our lungs, for the rising sun that brought new mercies. We thank you for these students, and we pray, O God, that by your Spirit, they may continue to offer their everyday ordinary lives, their eating, their sleeping, their going to school and walking around lives, and place them before you as an offering. Work in their lives today and every day as they journey in grace with you, that they might become more fully the young men and women that you have created and are calling them to be, that they take their place in your church to be your hands and feet in the world. We pray your blessing upon them. Now we invite you to stand and to hug your families, and then stand in front of your families facing the congregation after you're done with your signs of affection.
So come for man, step through so that you are facing the congregation and everybody can turn around and face the congregation. And you guys on this end, just pull out a little bit so that others can see you as well. Come forward a little bit. And I want to invite you, the congregation, to join me in this response. You'll find it on the screen as we commit to be faithful to them. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these youth with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. And now I present to you this class that will be the graduating class of 2024 and the confirmation class of 2018. Why don't you welcome them?
As our confirmands return to their seats with their family, will you join us in singing the first verse of Be Thou My Vision?
Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart, not
the ways in which we take a step toward Jesus is to come to the table, a place where God welcomes us with open arms, where we hear the words, "Come, all who are thirsty. Come, all who are hungry. Come, all who are weary and need rest. Come, for here you will find grace for your souls." We come remembering that Jesus invites us into a life of faithful obedience, a life that is bound by his love for us. We remember here that on the night before he died, he gathered his early disciples around the table, and he took bread that night and he broke it. He shared it with them and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after the meal, he took a cup and he gave thanks. He shared it with them and said, "Take and drink, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me." We pray with you. Gracious and merciful God, we give you thanks for your goodness and faithfulness and for your invitation to all of us to come. As we do today, we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on all gathered here, and on these gifts of the bread and the cup, so that as we receive them, we might also receive Christ and recognize Christ in them and in us. Bind us together as your church, called to live according to your will, that we might be one with you, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until that day when we feast at your heavenly banquet table. All honor and glory be yours now and forever. Would those who are serving this morning come and prepare to offer the elements to the congregation? The table has been prepared, the invitation has been offered, and it is for everyone, for all are welcome at Christ's table of grace. So we invite you to come to the pair of servers that's in front of you, receive a piece of bread, take that bread and dip it into the cup. After you've done so, you can return to your seat, or if you'd like, you can spend some time up here in prayer at the kneeling benches, the rails. You'll also see that the names of the students are here, so when you come, you might offer a prayer for one of them while you're here this morning. Everything is ready. Come.
Ashes all over.
we get ready to go out into the world, no matter where we go, God is our lighthouse, leading us into whatever storms we will face. So will you stand up and boldly sing with us, My Lighthouse? Church, as you go out today, may you trust that promise that God will carry you safe to shore. May you grab a hold of the hand of Jesus and trust in His saving grace and commit to follow Him as your Lord, knowing that the love of God and the grace of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit will be with you always. Amen. Trust the promise, you carry me safe to shore.